Time now for Where's Art? Our obstreperous host, Annie Dugan, joins us this morning on the line to tell us all of the places in the Northland and online and other locations that we can find art. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning. It is a packed week. It is so packed, Lisa, that I'm going to include, I have to include, a show that opened last Friday and jam it in there, too. So in between everything, you have to do your homework and go to Gallery 315. It's the old Washington Studio Gallery, or it used to be called Washington Studio Galleries. Now it's called 315. It's an exhibition called Variegated, and it features 10 very diverse artists in very diverse mediums. The two that I know really well are Kathy College and Ken College. Ken is a photographer that does some really interesting and striking work. He oftentimes has a lot of humor in his work, so that's a fun thing for January. And it's just, it's a lot of different artists. Carl Everett, Carrie Everett, Carolyn Carpenter, Chris Nelson, Devin Waite. It is a great team of folks, so definitely check that out tonight, Monday. Sue and Tom Rauschenfels have an opening at the Zeitgeist Atrium. It's titled His and Hers. And here is, I have known both Sue Rauschenfels and Tom Rauschenfels as artists in our community for quite some time. And I am embarrassed to say, I, for some reason, sort of thought of them as rightly so, separate artists. Doing their own work, and I never really thought of them as husband and wife. And here they are showing their work together as husband and wife. Both of them have very unique styles. I thought, oh, that's right, they're married. Because I've interacted with them both. But anyway, it's fun to see them show together, because mostly I usually see their work separate. So Tom, you have seen Tom's work around. You've seen Sue's work around. I'm loving that they're showing together. Tom does these fabulous, mostly works about the sailboats in the lake of Lake Superior. Sue really lets her watercolor medium travel in a lot of different directions. She loves figures. She loves joy. I would just say that they're both artists who just engage with the wonderful thing that we have here in the Northland, our people, our landscape, together. They really have a joyous vision. So that, if you want to have some fun, go and see Zeitgeist, His and Hers tonight at 5 p.m. And it certainly will be up all month as well. Tuesday at the Duluth Art Institute is a big week for the Duluth Art Institute. Tuesday they have a speaker, Alicia Eller, who is a writer for the Star Tribune. She just wrote a book called The Selfie Generation, and she is going to do a talk entitled Art and Pop, The Influence on Pop Culture, The Influence of Pop Culture on Contemporary Art. And it's part of a program that was started before I even left the Art Institute, an arts writing cohort that's been meeting all fall. And they have, it's a group of arts writers and arts writing people who want to be better writers, who want to write about art, that have been meeting and talking about, you know, this art criticism, how do you put in words the visual medium? And so this is the first in a few talks that the Art Institute is going to host on arts writers. So Alicia Eller is the first, and stay tuned, there'll be quite a few more. So that's 6 to 7 at the Duluth Art Institute on Tuesday. Thursday, a couple things sort of farther afield. One of our very special local artists, Adam Swanson, is going to have an opening at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha, Wisconsin. So anyone who's traveling through the fields of Wisconsin should definitely go and support Adam. Adam does really fabulous paintings of nature and our human impact on nature. I think a lot of times people look at Adam's work and they just see these wonderful bright colors and pops and, you know, think, oh, that's fabulous. But they don't really take the time to look and see, there's sort of a darker undercurrent sometimes in Adam's work, which I think is really interesting underneath all that pop and color and sort of fun. You know, he really looks at the fact that the humans have had an impact on nature in a big way. And so this will be an interesting exhibition exploring that that intersection. The Duluth Art Institute has three big shows opening this Thursday. One is Tia Samoa of Silver Cocoon Jewelry is having an exhibition called 100 Days. She got a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board to put a metalsmith shop in her jewelry making workshop, and it's an exploration of the creative process. The fact that that art is not always a destination; it is sometimes the journey as well. And she really took the new metalsmith shop as a way to explore that. So at the end of sort of working all day on her jewelry, she'd just take an hour and fool around and have fun and be creative and just not worry about the end product. And sort of this is a way to look at what that is. And in fact, she's going to give a talk that same evening, Thursday evening, after the opening festivities at 7 p.m. on cultivating creativity and how we can do that in our lives, which is an important talk for everybody. I think we can all benefit from cultivating that creativity. It's how it gets us out of thinking about problems in different ways. No matter if you're an accountant or a painter or a wood worker, you can benefit from cultivating creativity. Another art opening on Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute is Penny Perry. Penny Perry, we're most familiar with her work probably as a curator, as a framer. She works in a lot of different mediums. The title of the show I love is Art and Craft, because really she has worked in ink, in acrylic, in stained glass. She just knows how to do things with her hands. And she explores, the best thing I can sort of say is she's our Northland Salvador Dali, but without sort of the annoying mustache and personality, crazy personality. She's got a great personality. And she really explores sort of the dream world, the space between our world and others. I first fell in love with Penny Perry's work when I saw her series of crows, these amazing birds. And so I'm really excited to see what she's doing to show off her own work. And then, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this forever. A lot of these shows I set up when I was at the Art Institute, so to see them through fruition is great. David Short. David Short is a graphic artist in our community. He teaches up at UMD. He does lettering, type, graphic design, and in 2013 he did a daily project focusing on type, where he would take like the word moist. how do you illustrate moist with a font? He sort of got really creative with the kind of materials that he was using, the kind of way he was expressing different letters. So if you are a graphic arts nerd, and even if you are not a graphic arts nerd, definitely go see David Short this Thursday at the Duluth Art Institute. And finally, to wrap it all up, at the Vanilla Bean on Friday is a show called Mythologies that I'm really curious about. Zoe Leger, who I am unfamiliar with, has fun exhibition of work that are these sort of fun, curious paintings. One is of this armadillo with some great dreams behind it. She's going to have some fancy fiddle music by Clancy Ward. So that'll be a great way to wrap up what is a very busy week in arts in our region.
Now, here's your opportunity to help us have reporters on the inside and produce scoops. Do you know if the Vanilla Bean, when it moves up into expands into its new location up here in the neighborhood, if it's also going to have a space for art?
Oh, I sure hope so. I will get the scoop on that, but I think art has been such an important part of its current location. I can't see how it wouldn't, because there's so many artists and there's so many opportunities. There's no reason that there shouldn't be more.
Well, new business, jobs, blah, 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 economic development, blah, blah, blah. The question is, where's the art?
Exactly.
That's the question.
But the bottom line is art is great.
Is where's the art? Annie, thanks a million for joining us this morning. The blur that you will see around town this week will be Annie Dugan attending all of these various art openings. Annie Dugan's an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.